Good afternoon. My blog for today is called Predicting the Effects of the Next Shake, and this is part one. Our own New Zealand scientists are leading the way internationally with their research on what-if situations and simulations, giving us the heads up on what is most likely to happen and where and when the long-awaited disaster strikes. It has long been possible to predict the weather, therefore why shouldn't this situation be in a stage of being foretold as well? Not where and when the next earthquake will actually occur, but being in the know about what movement will happen on the ground when it does, enabling those who are in the rescue teams exactly what direction their efforts should be focused on. Who would have known that the exact data that was collected by our seismologists in November 2016 would escalate our rise to the top in knowledge regarding earthquakes and the effect their impact would have on our Earth as a globe? An earthquake happens, the ground shakes, we panic because of the unknown. Damage happens, often followed by severe loss of lives or at least injury. All eyes are on us since the Canterbury earthquake in 2012, and a collation of evidence from then, as well as the Kaikoura earthquake in November, have provided data as to the effects of the shaking of the ground accurately, showing how the shocks travel and to where they will travel next. What a breakthrough! The seriousness of 21 ruptured faults here in our country has enabled New Zealand to break the world record. Scientists from all over the world are now studying these maps to give them a better understanding of what occurs as an earthquake unfolds itself from beginning to end. But does it end? Since November, we have experienced hundreds, if not thousands, of aftershocks, which suggests that it is far from over yet. Just being able to say what movement is likely to happen in a certain area is a major breakthrough. Being able to predict from the length and breadth of the earthquake helps our engineers to predict that certain height buildings will be affected in a particular way as a breakthrough. Simply having the knowledge that a process takes place during an earthquake is a major breakthrough. And that is the end of part one, and you can read part two tomorrow. And this is Debbie Nicholson. Please comment below and share my link. Thank you.